So my name's Neil Callahan, and I'm an associate artist here at The Point in Eastleigh. And this week I'm part of a project with a French choreographer called Laura Simi, and we're working with 12 young people here in a project called Crossing Points, which is part of a dance dialogue 2 project, which happens between a collection of venues in the sort of northwest France and southeast and southwest of England. And so last October, I was in Caen in France at the CCN, out there, the sort of National Centre for Choreography in Caen, where Laura is working with a group of 12 children out there. So I led a week out in France, and this week we've welcomed Laura to The Point in Eastleigh to run a week for 12 young dancers here, aged 7 to 12. And we've been working just the last 2 days. We had the first day yesterday, which was a kind of fantastic day and lots of energy. And today we had a site visit to the new art centre. So we saw lots of amazing sculptures by Anthony Gormley and many others that we are going to take as an inspiration for creating this work. So in the end, there'll be one piece made in France with 12 children there, and 12 children will make a piece here in Eastleigh, which will be shown in June, at the beginning of June in Caen, and then towards the end of June here in Eastleigh, around the 20th, I think. But yeah, it's been a great project for the children so far, and also for me and Laura to share different ways of working with each other and also with young people, and just finding new ways to collaborate. And it's quite different for many of the young dancers. I think they're used to learning moves, and we've been working a lot more with kind of scores and improvisation and tasks for them to work with. So they're often creating a lot of their own material in response to sculptures that we've been to see this morning or other tasks that we might do in the studio. So yeah, it's been a great 2 weeks, and it carries on, and sort of we meet once a week or once a weekend from now until the performance in June. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds and develops.